Well, I've been avoiding getting excited about it because with Declan's Moon, who was also favored 1 year, starting in January, I'm one of those people that just is looking for the jinx. So I'm thrilled now. we're getting closer. We're under 2 weeks, and anything's possible. It would be mean a lot to us.
It'd mean a lot to you and a lot for Maryland Racing and Maryland farms like yours.
Yeah, it would. The Jannies are neat people, and we've done business with them for when Stuart Janney's dad was around, and so it's pretty neat to have those connections too.
And for all the folks you work with on a daily basis, all the hard work they put in each and every day to kind of have something like this in the spotlight, kind of, I would imagine, makes them feel good about what they do.
Yes, it does. And we've been proud of Malibu Moon, ever since he hit it big moving down to Kentucky. And I think we root for every one of his horses. So it's just fabulous to have a colt there this year.
And what are your plans for Derby Day?
Not going to change a thing. Staying right in front of the TV. I said, anybody that usually goes can go, but we're not doing anything different to jinx this. My children qualified that they've all been several years in a row, so they're headed with Mike.
And what about Moon? I mean, you never know when a horse is going to be special like that, but what was it like working with Moon and knowing that the horse has done such great work that gets to this biggest day in racing?
Well, Malibu Moon was 2 years old when he got to the farm. He was a character and a handful. So I've watched him, photographed him from when he was first here. And watching him, visiting him in Kentucky, he is just the real deal. He's just such a big piece of horse flesh that commands your attention when you're in front of him. And so it's really neat to see that being transferred to all his babies. And so it's fabulous.
And the excitement of seeing an offspring make the step-by-step progression to get to this point?
Like I said, I've been closing my eyes. They keep posting all these things on the internet, and all these articles that are being read. You know, Orb's on the Derby Trail. Orb's favored. Orb had a great work. And I just keep going, oh, nice. Okay, great. I don't look. I did look this week. And I thought they were qualified. A lot of the excitement that everyone else is sharing.
What have you heard about Orb? What's so special about Orb?
He seems to be mature. I think he was a February foal. He's seems to have the maturity to handle the crowds, maybe. And he can rate. Shug McGahee's not the kind of person that I think that would run to the Derby for any reason unless he thought he had a good horse. I remember meeting Shug McGahee on our trips only a couple of times. We went to Churchill Downs. It might have been a Breeders' Cup. And what a nice man. And I think that's his hometown. And I've seen him in Saratoga with the Phipps Barn up there. And he's just so even keel. I know he wouldn't be chasing the Derby for the Derby's sake. So
so it's kind of neat to work with people like that, the Janney family, and trainers like that also.
Yeah, mm-hmm. It is. Very grounded people.
Good times for the Pons family on the farms now?
Well, every day is a working day, and there are challenges, but when it's spring and the flies haven't hatched out, it's beautiful. The foals are all galloping around, sleeping in the fields at night. It's mild. It's spring is a beautiful time in Maryland, and it is certainly makes our day, our job, our life very envious, I think, for other folks, and I love it. It's hard work. We're looking for Maryland's revival to continue, and we're hopeful. We're seeing it here in the breeding shed. You know, people are interested in having foals again in Maryland, and I hope it continues.
What's it like for you to watch one of the horses move over from the other farm, come off the van, and go into the breeding barn here?
Well, I have real sympathy for the babies when their mothers are courting other people, and it's just part of the business, and it guarantees the mothers love their foals. They'll be happy to have another foal next year, and it's just part of the business, and it's neat to see the new stallions, Cal Nation and Frisian Fire. Frisian's first crops are on the ground. They're beautiful foals. We're really excited about him. Honestly, I want to say ahead of time, I think we've got another Moon in the box. And nobody believes me, but he's got some real pizzazz about him. And Cal Nation has the backing of all the right people, too, so we'll see. He's a neat horse, too. And certainly he's getting a good brook of mares here, so it's fun. It's a long wait, 4 or 5 years, to see those results. We've done it for, Josh was talking about, 17 or 19 stallions that I've been around. Got married in 84, and so, married into this business.
And what's it about these Ponds boys?
Oh, well, they're good people. They're very honest, and, they tell you what they're thinking, and there's nothing fooling about them, but a lot of laughs, too. Good people.
Makes it fun, doesn't it?
Yeah, it does. It does.